So you might expect the government has tested all those chemicals to make sure they're safe, but you'd be wrong. Daryl Ditz is senior policy advisor at the Center for International Environmental Law. He says the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has never assessed the hazards of most chemicals used in everyday products.
That means EPA doesn't know, and you and I don't know, which materials on the shelves are more dangerous and which are less.
Ditz says only a few hundred chemicals have been thoroughly tested by the U.S. government, but there are 80,000 chemicals used in products on the market. In the U.S., the EPA has to prove a chemical is harmful to keep it off the market. Dorothy Bryan is shopping at this upscale toy store in Northeast Ohio. She's got three grandkids. She's looking at an organic cotton bunny, colorful wooden blocks, and of course, Thomas the Tank Engine. She pays more for toys at this store than she would at the big box retailer, but Bryan says they're worth it.
They're not toxic. That's the big part. They're not the plastic toxic things that I purchase, usually the wooden toys. The little one puts everything in his mouth.
But most kids' toys are made of plastic, and lots of plastics are made with phthalates. It makes them pliable. But phthalates are endocrine disruptors. They're gender-bender chemicals that make girls develop earlier and reduce testosterone levels in boys. That's why California has banned the use of some phthalates in toys. So have Japan and the European Union. But Daryl Ditz, chemical expert at the Center for International Environmental Law, says regulators in the U.S. don't have much power to ban phthalates or other chemicals. Chemicals here are innocent until proven guilty.
That is, companies can sell virtually anything in a product or in a barrel unless it's been proven to be dangerous.
But other countries are starting to take the opposite approach. Ditz says the European Union is rolling out a new set of laws that make chemicals guilty until proven innocent.
They're putting the responsibility squarely on the shoulders of the chemical makers, as opposed to having the environmental authorities look for a needle in the haystack. They're saying this should be the responsibility of the companies who make these materials.
Under the EU law, manufacturers will have to study and report the risks posed by each chemical, whether they cause cancer, birth defects, or environmental problems. The Bush administration and chemical manufacturers tried to block the European law, but they couldn't. Ditz says leaders in the chemical makers trade group are now running around like their hair is on fire. They're worried the cost to comply could be in the tens of millions of dollars for some companies that export chemicals to Europe. But many individual companies have already started to comply with the law. Walter van Hethoff is spokesperson for Dow Chemical in Europe. He says cataloging Dow's 7,000 chemicals is a huge effort, but they don't have a choice.
You need to comply, otherwise you cannot sell them anymore in the European Union.
There are a half billion consumers in the EU, and Dow wants to keep them. Dow and other manufacturers might have to reformulate or even abandon some chemicals if the EU decides they're unsafe. While the U.S. is not considering a comprehensive chemical review like Europe's new laws, about 30 states are considering new regulations on chemicals and toys. The Toy Industry Association doesn't want a patchwork of laws, so it's calling for national toy safety standards. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.